Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9 Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Reprogramming the American Dream is a technology and public policy book by Kevin Scott, Microsoft's chief technology officer. Written with Greg Shaw and published by Harper Business in 2020, drawing on Scott's background in rural Virginia and his later career in Silicon Valley. The book examines artificial intelligence not mainly as a technical novelty, but as a force that could reshape work, opportunity, and regional inequality in the United States. Its central purpose is to challenge two common stories about AI, that it will primarily destroy jobs for less advantaged workers, or that it will simply make life easier for already prosperous professionals. Scott argues instead that AI can support a broader version of the American dream if access. Infrastructure, education, and policy are deliberately designed to include rural communities and small businesses. The book combines personal perspective, technology explanation, and civic argument rather than offering a narrow engineering manual. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a third path between AI job panic and Silicon Valley optimism. One of the book's most important contributions is its rejection of simplified narratives about artificial intelligence. Scott presents AI neither as an inevitable destroyer of work nor as a frictionless tool that will automatically enrich everyone. The dystopian account, in his view, correctly notices that automation can disrupt workers whose skills are tied to older economic structures, but it often treats communities as passive victims. The utopian account, common in technology circles, recognizes productivity gains but tends to assume the benefits will flow naturally through the economy. Scott's third path argues that outcomes depend on choices about deployment, access, and institutional support. This framing matters because it shifts the discussion from prediction to responsibility. Instead of asking only which jobs AI will replace, the book asks how AI can be used to create new forms of value in places that have been excluded from earlier waves of prosperity. The argument is practical. Rather than purely philosophical, AI's social effects will be shaped by broadband availability, skills training, business adoption, and whether policy treats technological change as a shared national project. Secondly, rural America as the test case for inclusive technological growth, Scott's rural background gives the book a distinctive point of view within the AI literature. Rather than focusing exclusively on elite research labs, large technology firms, or metropolitan knowledge workers, he uses rural America as the key measure of whether AI can serve the whole country. This emphasis is not merely autobiographical. Rural communities often face overlapping barriers, including weaker broadband access, fewer local technology employers, limited training pipelines, and reduced exposure to venture-backed innovation networks. Scott argues that if AI is available only to people and businesses already connected to major technology hubs, it will deepen existing divides rather than renew opportunity. The book therefore treats rural broadband and digital infrastructure as economic foundations, not conveniences. Connectivity determines whether students can learn modern skills, whether small businesses can use cloud-based tools, and whether remote work or digital entrepreneurship can become realistic options. By placing rural America at the center of the AI debate, Scott reframes the American dream as a question of geographic inclusion. Prosperity should not require migration to a coastal technology center. Thirdly, democratizing AI for small businesses, not only large technology firms. A major theme in the book is the democratization of AI, meaning that advanced tools should be accessible to individuals, small businesses, and local institutions, not restricted to corporations with vast technical resources. Scott's argument rests on the idea that AI's value increases when it becomes a general-purpose capability. Just as electricity, computing, and the internet became more transformative as they spread beyond specialists, AI can create broader economic gains when ordinary organizations can apply it to specific local problems. For a small manufacturer, farm supplier, health clinic, or regional service business, AI may not mean building original algorithms. It may mean using software that improves scheduling, customer service, logistics, quality control, translation, or data analysis. The book's reasoning is that productivity gains at this level can matter deeply for communities where a small number of employers sustain local stability. However, democratization requires more than lowering software prices. It also depends on trust, training, technical support, and awareness of practical use cases. Scott's focus is therefore on adoption capacity, not just invention. Fourthly, workforce adaptation through skills, tools, and human judgment. Reprogramming the American Dream treats workforce change as real, but not predetermined. Scott acknowledges that AI can alter tasks, reduce demand for some forms of labor, and reward workers who can use digital tools effectively. Yet the book resists the idea that workers with non-light backgrounds are simply obsolete. Its more constructive claim is that people need pathways to work with AI rather than be displaced by it without support. This requires digital skills, education, retraining opportunities, and institutions that help workers understand how technology changes their industries. The emphasis is not only on advanced programming. Many people may benefit from learning how to use AI-enabled systems, interpret outputs, manage data, and apply human judgment in combination with automated assistants. This perspective is important because it avoids treating education as a one-time credential. In an AI-driven economy, skill development becomes continuous and tied to local labor needs. Scott's framework suggests that public schools, community colleges, employers, and government programs must coordinate more deliberately if technological change is to expand opportunity rather than narrow it. Lastly, policy and public-private cooperation as conditions for equitable AI. The book's optimism depends heavily on coordinated action by government, industry, and civic institutions. Scott argues that AI will not automatically produce inclusive outcomes through market forces alone. Public policy has a role in expanding broadband, supporting education, encouraging responsible deployment, and ensuring that rural and less prosperous areas can participate in the technology economy. Private companies also have responsibilities because they design the tools, control much of the infrastructure, and shape the incentives for adoption. This is where the book moves beyond personal memoir into civic argument. It presents AI as a national capacity that requires deliberate stewardship. At the same time, this is also where some readers may find the book less detailed than a policy blueprint. It offers a broad roadmap and a moral orientation rather than a fully specified legislative agenda. That limitation does not erase the value of the argument, but it defines the book's genre. It is best read as a strategic and values-based intervention in the AI debate, not as a technical governance manual or comprehensive labor policy plan. In conclusion, Reprogramming the American Dream is especially useful for readers who want to understand AI through the lens of economic opportunity rather than technical capability alone. Policymakers, business leaders, educators, workforce development professionals, and readers concerned with rural decline will find its framing valuable. The book offers practical intellectual benefits by connecting AI adoption to broadband infrastructure, regional inequality, small business productivity, and skills development. It also helps non-technical readers see AI as a set of usable tools embedded in social systems, not as an abstract future force. Compared with many books about artificial intelligence, its distinguishing feature is the combination of Silicon Valley experience and rural American perspective. Scott writes from inside the technology industry, but his concern is directed toward people and places often treated as peripheral in innovation debates. The book is less detailed than specialized works on AI ethics, labor economics, or public policy, and readers seeking a precise implementation plan may want supplementary sources. Its strength lies in setting a constructive agenda. AI should be evaluated by whether it broadens access to dignity, productivity, and opportunity. In that sense, it stands out as a bridge between technology optimism and social realism. If you would like to support Kevin Scott, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.